Well, hello again. Good to see you. Glad we're together. Glad we can wear short sleeves on Christmas Eve, 50 degrees. All right. Yeah, who likes that? All right, we don't need snow. Well, good to be with you. I'm going to do like a brief 10-minute devotional this morning to focus our hearts and our minds on Christ before we go out today and come back this evening for our Christmas Eve service. And so, kids, I'll have something for you that I'm going to need your help with in a moment, so later on in this sermon, so hang with me. Before I do that, I need to be known as a man of my word, and and so we had our white elephant gift exchange at youth group last week, and I said if I got this, I would wear it for part of the sermon. So this is an umbrella hat. Whoops, hold on. Let me see if I can do this. Kai is embarrassed beyond words. Yeah, look at this. Okay, yeah. So I don't know why you need to carry an umbrella anymore. You can just have this and just take this with you and keep it in your car. So now I said I do for some of the sermon, not the whole sermon. So I'm going to take it off now, but because way too many people with cameras out right now. Way too many. But there we go. Too late, I know. That's it. So there we go. That's what I got for the white elephant gift exchange and a couple gnomes that Morgan made. So that was fun. So anyway, let's jump in. We are in our series, Songs for a Newborn King. Hark the Herald Angels Sing. We're going to talk about the last verse today. Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace. Hail the Son of Righteousness. Light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. Last week, we talked about water and how we can drink deeply from the well of salvation that is Jesus and have life. And today, we're going to talk about the sun and light, and how Scripture talks about sun and light as things that are healing. So our passage today is from the book of Malachi. It's the last book in the Old Testament. It's a prophecy of a future judgment that's to come and a future promise of hope for those who trust in God. And the words are very familiar to our passage because they're straight from this hymn, or I guess vice versa. This hymn is straight from Malachi. So let's read. We're in Malachi chapter 4, verses 1 through 3. Surely the day is coming. It will burn like a furnace. All the arrogant and every evildoer will be stubble, and the day that is coming will set them on fire, says the Lord Almighty. Not a root or a branch will be left to them. But for you who revere my name, the sun of righteousness will rise with healing in its rays. And you will go out and frolic like well-fed calves. Then you will trample on the wicked. There will be ashes under the soles of your feet on the day when I act, says the Lord Almighty. So the prophet Malachi is speaking for God during a time when God's people were in exile, away from their homes, and hopefully anticipating the return home. And the prophecy is that there will be a time that you return home, and there will be a judgment on those who have done evil to you and done evil among you. Then there's a good promise. You who revere my name, you who honor my name, you who show fear to my name and who God is, the Son of Righteousness will rise and give you healing. So I enjoy the dark season. I was born in January, and so December, January, I don't mind the dark because honestly, you know, when it's light out and it's light till 10:30, you kind of have this thing like, I got to get outside. I got to enjoy the light. I got to do something. Right? Anyone feel that way in the summertime? But in the winter, it's like, oh, it's dark at 5 o'clock. I can just curl up under a blanket and no judgment, no expectations. Time to read, watch a show, watch some sports. It's just a very cozy time of year, right, to when it gets dark at 5 o'clock. But I also know that's not for everyone. I know a lot of people struggle with the darkness. The darkness is a hard season. My dad, in particular, he struggles with seasonal affective disorder. Anyone heard of that? It's SAD, as it was called, which is a fitting acronym. It's when your body doesn't get enough sunlight, doesn't get enough vitamin D. It literally affects your brain chemistry and your mood and your attitude. There's a lot of people that struggle with this and struggle with depression in the darker months. And literally the antidote to this, the healing step of this is the sun. Lamps that give off a particular type of sunlight that is healing and restores the body and the mind and the soul. And so what we see from our hymn is that the sun is healing. And in Malachi, it talks about a healing sun that will come, that will restore. Our bodies have been made to need the sunlight, and it affects us in good ways. And the scripture talks of the sun as a healing thing. To sit in the rays of the sun is healing, especially on a gloomy day like today. If the sun popped out, it'd be wonderful, right? And it connects to healing to God and looking forward to a time when God will show up and heal his people. The passage looks forward to a time when something or someone will come with the power to heal what is broken, the power to mend what has been hurt, and the power to restore what has been taken from you. It's a beautiful and powerful promise to a group of people who are lost. They are away from their homes, and they're waiting, anticipating the time when they will come home. And the response, it says in chapter 4, those who revere my name, the Son of Righteousness, will rise with healing in its rays, and you will go out and frolic like well-fed calves. When's the last time you frolicked? Anyone like to frolic? I looked up the definition. I said, what does it mean to frolic? Right? Well, frolic is this, to play and move about cheerfully, excitedly, and energetically. Okay, that's the frolic. Kids, I need your help. I need a kid who wants to frolic. Who wants to frolic? Okay, first hand up. Cooper, come on. Come here. Cooper. All right, come here. Come up front. Ready? Ready? Come on. That's it. Good. Okay, so you're going to look. See, look at this. Come here. You're going to, we do match. Oh, you're going to run around cheerfully, excitedly, and energetically. Can you do that? Okay, right down the middle of the aisle. Ready? I want you to frolic. Go frolic. Yeah. All right. Hey. Excellent. Well done. Well done, Cooper. I don't think it gets any better than that. That's frolicking, right? When's the last time you did that? Probably not recently, right? Not, it's been a minute, right, since we frolicked. Cooper, did that give you joy? Yes. Did that give you excitement? Yes. Did it make you laugh? Kind of. Yeah, okay, all right. Good enough. 2 out of 3 is not bad, right? He says, we will frolic. When we bask in the sun, when we have that healing, when we have that forgiveness, when we receive it from the Son of Righteousness, we will frolic like well-fed calves. What does it mean when an animal is frolicking? Now, it's kind of a fun illustration, but there's some meaning to that. When an animal frolics, what does it mean? Well, I pull 3 things from that. An animal frolics when its needs are met. When its needs are met and it's not going to go hungry, it doesn't have to worry about predators. It doesn't have to worry about when its next meal will come. It has joy, and an animal can frolic. It can experience happiness and satisfaction when its needs are met. An animal frolics when it feels safe. If an animal is in a space where there's a natural predator that's coming to attack them, they're not going to be out and about frolicking and making themselves, you know, available to this predator. They're going to hide behind a rock. They're going to hide behind a larger animal, whatever. But when an animal feels safe, it can enjoy the fruit of what's been provided for it. It can joyfully express the goodness of what has been provided. An animal frolics when it knows its master and knows its master's voice. Most of you know recently we got a dog, and yes, I've become a dog person now, thank you. I love my dog. I love spending time with my dog, things I'd never thought I'd say last year at this time on Advent, right? But she's still a baby. She's still a tiny 6, 8, 8-month-old, something like that. 9-month-old, almost 9. So we still have to keep her in a crate during the day when we go. We're still working on training her on some things. And so I come home every day at 11 o'clock for lunch, and I let her out. And we go into the backyard and we frolic together. Well, she frolics, right? She goes out and she frolics. So she's in this crate. I walk in the door. She can hear the door opening. And when she's in there, she starts like jumping up and down and scratching at the bed and tails wagging and gets so excited. And she's ready to see me because she knows me. She knows we're about to go outside. She knows something good is about to happen. That we're going to go and play ball in the backyard, that we're going to run around a little bit, that she's going to go to the bathroom, hopefully, that we're going to do all these fun things together. She's going to get some chips that I eat for lunch. I'm going to feed her a few. Shh, don't tell my wife. I'm going to feed her some chips on the side, right? She knows her master. She knows me. She knows my voice. She knows my smell. She knows my appearance. She's comfortable and feels safe in that moment. And there's probably other things we could pick about why animals frolic, but those three most intentionally come to mind for me. And so in this future time, we see when the hope of the Son of Righteousness comes, we will meet the one who meets our needs, makes us feel safe, and allows us to know our Master better. And as the hymn reveals to us this morning, the Son of Righteousness is Jesus Christ himself. The one that Malachi prophesied about is fulfilled in Jesus Christ. In Jesus, our needs are met. Paul says in Ephesians 1:3, "Praise be to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ." In Christ, we have every spiritual blessing. We have restored relationship with God through Jesus. We have hope of a resurrection after death. We have a future in the presence of the Holy One. In Jesus, we are safe. Our eternity is safe in the arms of Christ. Jesus says in John 10, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me, and they give me eternal life. And they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand." Nothing on earth below or heaven above can separate us from the love of Christ. He will not lose a single one that he brings to himself. And in Jesus, we can know our Master. Jesus is the way to the Father, the way to eternal life. As Jesus said, "No one comes to the Father except through me." And so through Jesus, we can know our Master, know his voice, and can follow him. So hark, the herald angels sing. Points to the book of Malachi, which holds the promise of the coming Jesus. In Jesus, our needs are met, our eternity is secure, and we can know our Father. So church, this morning, as you go from here in a moment and finish up the last-minute things that you need, get together for meals, and celebrate together, let us go as frolicky Christians. Let's go out of here frolicking this morning for what Christ has done for us. Amen. Let's pray this morning. Lord, we thank you so much for your goodness, that you are the Son of Righteousness that shines and heals everything that you touch, that you have given us healing in our lives, that we find security and safety, and we can go as well-fed calves, frolicking in joy for what you've done for us. As we go about our days today and come back tonight, Lord, may you fill us with that joy, that love, that hope, that expectation as we celebrate your birth. We thank you, we love you, in your name, amen.
Would you stand and